This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Earlier this year, Southern Illinois University Carbondale announced it would be closing an iconic area of the campus. The towers have housed students for decades now, but declining enrollment and some infrastructure upgrades that are needed are forcing those to be taken offline coming up this fall. We're talking about that with Jim Hunsaker, who is the Associate Director for Housing Operations at SIUC. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So for people who are unfamiliar with what's going on, obviously declining enrollment is the biggest factor here, but students will not be in those three buildings known as the towers, May Smith, Schneider, and Neely next year.
That's correct. Based upon our estimated enrollment, we made the decision to house all of our students at the Thompson Point area and the University Hall area in order to run an efficient operation and give the students the best possible experience they can have for the fall semester.
People have been asking, can Thompson Point take on that many students? Will you be at capacity?
We will be very close, if not at capacity. We fully expect to be at capacity when the fall semester opens. And we can, because we have established the living learning communities that are going to be very tight-knit this year. In fact, they're going to be tighter than they were last fall, because we're going to have those students concentrated in that one residence area. So we're really excited, nervous about the experience that the students are going to have. And it's going to be a great opportunity for the colleges to really get involved with the living learning experience that our students will have for the fall semester.
For people who are unfamiliar with those LLCs, the living learning communities, that's an area where students that have a similar major or are at least in the same college can live together, makes studying a little bit easier.
That's correct. I mean, the students will interact with the people that they see in class every day. The faculty from the colleges will actually come into where the students live to do programming on an academic level, and also on an interest-based level. So it's not just throwing a bunch of students with similar backgrounds into an area and then hoping they thrive. We actually have tools in place for the faculty members to come in and really help them succeed academically.
Out in the community, and I'm sure you hear these things too, people talk about, well, no one wants to live in those buildings that look like the towers. No one wants to live in that institutional style anymore. Is that part of the decision as well?
It really wasn't. What differentiates SIU from a lot of the other colleges throughout the state is that our students get to pick their own rooms. So even when there was that discussion about students don't want to live over there, it just wasn't true, because students were picking their rooms in the towers. So they were making the decision to live in the towers. And like you said, I did hear it out on the street that students just don't want to live there. And it's just not true. They did want to live there, but unfortunately, due to our financial situation, we've made the decision that we can house them in Thompson Point and University Hall and still give them a better experience.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Schneider was taken offline last year.
Correct.
And so Maysmith and Neely will follow this year. What happens to those buildings now that they'll sit empty?
Right. Well, the good news is they're not actually sitting empty. We're using them for camps this summer. So all of the utilities and all of the water and the things that are going to be necessary to keep those rooms or those buildings ready for the fall 19 semester, all of those things are in place to make sure that the buildings don't just crumble around themselves and that they're ready to be occupied again in the fall.
You mentioned fall 19. Of course, the university is hoping that that's when enrollment will stabilize, if not begin to increase. Is that what housing is working toward as well?
We're very optimistic that that's the case. Those are the plans that we're making. That's why those buildings, the utilities will remain on and functional. That's why those buildings will continue to be cleaned and maintained. It's not something that we're just vacating those buildings and abandoning them. They're going to be used in the fall.
It's no secret that the university is working on a huge amount of what they call deferred maintenance. Buildings are aging. Things need to be upgraded. Does this allow housing at all to make some of those upgrades or to fix some of the problems that those aging buildings are experiencing?
It definitely gives us the opportunity to prioritize our deferred maintenance costs. With the deferred maintenance and with the enrollment, our revenue is down as well. So we're doing as much as we possibly can with a lot less student fees coming in as a result. So yeah, we will definitely be able to prioritize our deferred maintenance, see where the important, the most important maintenance needs to happen to make sure that those buildings are ready to go when we hit that point where we need to open them back up.
Sure. I'm sure that you've already been in touch with those students who had contracts for the towers. Can people still reach out to housing? I'm guessing there are still quite a few questions lingering.
Yeah, absolutely. We're present at all new student orientations, so we really do a great job of explaining the situation. For those students that had already contracted for the towers, which there were very few, there were 99 students who contracted for the towers before we made the decision to close them. And we reached out to them individually immediately after that decision was made. And they've been accommodated in other areas of campus, either at Thompson Point or University Hall, depending upon their preference. So all of those students who had contracted have been taken care of.
Jim Hunsaker is the Associate Director of Housing Operations. Thanks so much.
Thank you.